Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings, everyone. Let's jump right into our topic today, and that topic is simply action figures. Action figures. If you were anything like me growing up as a kid, you played with what we called action figures. Girls had Barbie dolls. Guys had G.I. Joe dolls. Everybody had some type of action figure that our parents bought us, and we played with them. Well, the interesting thing about it is although they called them action figures, they didn't do anything. Yes, you could see the joints in their ankles and their knees and the elbows and the shoulder, and of course their heads would turn left and right, but only if we moved them. That means that these were not action figures at all. They were no more useful to us than teddy bears were. They were only called action figures because these images that they created had a live action that you could see on television, a cartoon or a show or something along those lines. But they were far from action figures because if our hands were not on them, they would not move at all. Well, in business, one of the greatest components of excelling in business is to embrace the philosophy of an action figure. Not an action figure that doesn't move and only talks or only moves in theory and not in practice, but a real live action figure. Success in business is predicated on those who are committed to taking action rather than just speaking words. Oftentimes, however, the biggest challenge is most individuals don't know how to take action. It seems simple. You hear the slogans on television when Nike says, just do it, and you feel like, hey, I can just do it. But it's a lot easier said than done because it is hard and we have to be trained on how to become action figures. Today is the first of a multi-part training series on how to become a man and or woman of action. Now, that happens in a few key components, and ACTION is our acronym. However, we're only going to focus on the A in that ACTION acronym today. And in that, we're going to talk about awareness. Awareness, that's the A in our ACTION acronym. Awareness is simply the honest understanding of where we are and where we want to go. That's all awareness is. When we're driving, we practice awareness because we notice the vehicles that are in front of us, that are behind us, that are on either side of us. If we're looking to change lanes, we're aware of where we are and how close we are to our exit. We know because we have a destination in mind, and because of that, it increases our level of awareness. Well, the first component then of awareness, there's a three-step process to increasing that awareness. If you say, hey, I really want to take action and I've got to know where I am, that three-step process in increasing awareness, they all begin with A. The first one is assessment. It's impossible to be aware unless there is an honest and accurate assessment. When was the last time that you had an assessment of any kind? Most jobs have a performance evaluation where they assess your work. This is when one of your peers or supervisors will come in and assess what you do every day or every week, and then they'll give you an evaluation. Well, many times people don't agree with the evaluations, and we may have disagreements about whether those evaluations are accurate. However, the principle is sound. The importance of getting where we want to go in home-based business activities is all about an honest assessment. What do we assess? We first assess our peers, then we assess our purpose, and then finally we assess our position. When we assess our peers, we ask ourselves, do the people we hang around, spend time with, are they aligned with our goals, or do they have anything to do with our goals at all? We begin to assess whether or not our peers share our philosophies, our drive, our passion for success. We begin to assess our purpose. Why are we engaged in the business we're engaged in? Why is it that we're getting up in the morning and making the calls and having the appointments? The purpose behind what we do is the driving factor in us taking action. Where there isn't a purpose, then of course there's not any action. That's the reason why when many people are asked the question, what would you do if you won the lottery? $100 million, what would you do? One of the first responses, according to statistical research, is most people say, I'd quit my job. That's because they can't see any purpose beyond the money they're making for them to continue to work the job. And if they had all the money in the world, they would never do what they're doing. Well, pat yourself on the back, because you as a leader, you as an individual who is excited about what you do every day, you're not doing this just because of a paycheck. There's a deeper purpose, and that purpose is one that we should assess. Then we also should assess our position, where we are, the resources we have, and then what we can do to maximize the same. Yes, my friends and neighbors, an honest assessment is required, and then after assessment comes assistance. It comes assistance, and most of the time when we think about assistance, it's common to think about those who will help us. It's fascinating how when we are surrounded by people, we typically look at the room, and as a business builder, you see who can help me the most. Well, the paradigm has to shift when we think about assistance, and it has to shift to the standpoint of who can I help the most? Who can we help the most? Think of all the people that are around you that really need your help. They may not know that they need it, but you know, because there's something that you can share with them that has the capacity to change their life. When you begin to talk about the opportunity that you've accepted and you've embarked upon, the journey that you're taking, the joy that you're having in it, there are many people that we can help. We think about who we can help and how we can help them and why they need our help and when we can help them. Yes, when we think about assistance, the first thing that should pop into our heads is who can we help, not who can help us. Then whenever our vision exceeds our capacity, then we will have other people that can join the team to help us. It's only when I'm maxed to my fullest that I need any additional help for me. But in the meantime, my goal is to help everybody along the way in this business journey that we've embarked upon and that you're taking now. You're saying to yourself, I want to help somebody. And I hope that one of the goals is to find out as many people as you can help. People are always looking for someone that can help them. And the final component in increasing that awareness, that final component, and that is assignment. This is where the action comes in. It's what we can do, how aggressively we can do it, and then we can believe and go after everything we like. When we talk about assignment, we have to ask, what do I do? Do you have a daily schedule written down, an outline of what you're going to do every day? How committed are you to that schedule? How often is it that you'll write out that to-do list and it not be done? Well, when assignment is aggressively outlining, what do I do? And then how do I do? And then when do I do? And the answer to those questions, when it comes to the what do I do, that's the key component in taking action, is knowing what to do. Oftentimes when people join teams and they become a part of business enterprises, they're looking for someone to teach them simply, what do I do? Remember, most people that embark on a journey of running and owning their home-based businesses, they embark on that journey coming from an environment where somebody told them what to do every time. So that goal of being your own boss, it sounds great. However, everyone still needs guidance, mentorship, leadership, and direction. Therefore, in building a team, our first and foremost responsibility is to not only know what to do, but to teach others how to do it as well. Then next is the how. And of course, the answer to when do I do is simply all the time. The business, the passion for it, the people you want to help, the conversations we have, it's all the time. If you watch any politician on television, whatever their political affiliation, they're going to have a platform. And that's simply what they speak about all the time. If their platform is cutting taxes, if their platform is healthcare reform, whatever their platform is, that's what you're going to hear them speak about all the time, because that is when they're on message. By the same token, my friends, our assignment is to be on message. We want to do it every day. My friends and neighbors, it's important for us to become action figures. If we embrace those principles of assessment, assistance, and assignment, we can do it. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.